Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. It's our weekly rhythm that we follow as a community of people trying to learn what it means to follow Jesus, even in our busy commuting lifestyles. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to take our Christianity 101 course first. It'd be a great introduction to the basic concepts that we build on in these challenges. We're going to have it online and in our mobile app as usual, but we also have a live course starting this September. Check our website or app for more information on how to register or get information about that course. It's going to be in Whitby later this fall. We follow a weekly rhythm. It starts Monday with a new idea. Tuesdays, we explore what the Bible says about that idea. Every Wednesday, we try to see how that challenges and changes our thinking. And every Thursday, we try to apply it and live it out in our lives. Friday is a day for prayer and reflection on that topic. And then Saturday is a day for rest, which is our topic this week, actually. Then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And we're starting a new Christian community in Ajax and Durham region, just east of Toronto. We're going to be having some great fun events this fall, and check our website or app for more information on when and where those are going to be, because we're starting to come together as one community. If you've been using our app and content for a little while, you may think you're alone, but you're not. There's a growing community of people following along with this content, learning what it means to follow Jesus, even in our busy commuting lifestyle, and we hope that you'll join us for some of those public events this fall. Well, how do you rest? It should be something that comes naturally to us, but very often it isn't. It can be hard to not feel guilty or worry about taking rest. It can be hard then to find time for rest. And finally, it can be hard to protect that time for rest from other distractions or from outright cancellations because we have so much else to do. It can be hard to find time for rest. And that's why this week we're going to look at some structural things that can help us to find rest in our lives. We want to make sure that we're finding the right kind of rest. How many times have you said to yourself, hey, I need a vacation? But I hate to burst our bubble here. Sometimes a vacation isn't the kind of rest we need. We sometimes end up needing a vacation after the vacation. There are different kinds of rest, and we need to be intuitive and sensing of what kind of rest we need at different times. Did you know that going on vacation actually increases your risk of having a car accident? Increases your risk of certain physical ailments and can actually cause you to get a cold within your first couple days. I remember with my family once, we had a flight canceled and we could either leave from our vacation a day earlier or a day later. We could have a day more of rest or a day less. We actually decided to shorten our time away because we knew we were going to need a vacation after the vacation. We needed a day or two to just get back to normal life and get used to things before we had to get back to work and school. It was one of the best decisions we could make to actually shorten our time away so we could rest from that time that was supposedly all about rest, but actually a lot of work. How do you find rest? What does good rest look like for you? It's different for everybody. And I hope you won't just answer this question for yourself, but that you'll share your discussions with somebody else in your life. They can tell you how they rest. You can tell them how you rest. Maybe you'll learn something. Have a great time. I'll see you tomorrow.